Today, we have a special episode. Why is it special, you ask? Because we have the creator of my most favorite event tech of the last 2 years, StageTimer.io. Anyone who knows me knows I'm a massive fan of this product because StageTimer is revolutionizing how we communicate how much time is left on a session. With StageTimer, you have a full screen output on the confidence monitor right there on the stage. No more big red numbers in a box that the in-house AV company rents to you for $10,000 an hour. StageTimer also offers a bunch of awesome features that make it even more valuable. Need to count up? No problem. Want to display the time of the day in a cool clock format? Yeah, they got that too. Communicate with your talent directly through messages that you send right up to the screen? Boom. Want to make the text flash and change colors because the speaker isn't really paying attention to what's going on in the back of the room? You can do that too. You can also share the timer with others, right? You can send that out with a link to other people that might be in the room that need to know how much time is left, or even people who are outside of the session room, or even virtually. On top of all that, StageTimer plays nice with others. Its API allows you to integrate with a variety of industry tools, including Companion. And if you don't know what Companion is, don't worry about it. Your AV people know what Companion is. And you can access it on a web browser, Windows, or Mac. So even if you don't have the internet in the session room, you can still use StageTimer just fine. So who created this? Lucas Herman. Together with his partner, Liz, they put this thing together. Lucas is a full stack engineer, entrepreneur, and travels the globe almost as much as we meeting planners. Let's get to it. Lucas, welcome to the show.
Hey, nice to be here.
Bob knows how excited I am. And I said this in the intro, I'm a huge fanboy. I think StageTimer has been my favorite event tech tool, I think 2 years running.
I love it. I love it. And that's about it. As long as we are already out, right? That's how I've been building on it for 2 years, a bit more than that.
Yeah. And just so everyone has an idea, and I know I touched on it briefly in the intro, why don't you give everyone a little bit of what is StageTimer, right? Just in your words, that way they kind of understand what it is.
So in the simplest form, if you have ever seen a TED event, right? You see this speaker, he's on stage, and he has this big number in front of him that counts down, telling him how much time he has left in his talk. Now, this is essentially StageTimer. And the magic behind the software is how you control this time, right? You don't have to run an HDMI cable through the entire room. You can connect it through a network. You can even be on the other side of the planet and remote control this time through the internet. That's the gist.
Yeah. And, in a real world example, one of my clients, we were actually at their event. They had a confidence monitor up front, where we could use StageTimer. But then all of a sudden, they did this thing where they wanted to break out the entire room. And so, then they were doing these 30-second, the tables did a little breakout, and then they each had 3 minutes, to go up and present. StageTimer, and no one, not the in-house AV team, no one had any type of a timer. And I was literally like, oh, I got it. Give me a second. I literally pulled it up. I had control on my end. I was able to push the timer up to the confidence monitor. It's one of those things that you think somebody would have done it a long time ago, but they didn't. But now you've done it, and you've done it super, super well. Why did you create it?
Yeah, so this is pretty much the story how it started. So I was at a friend of mine has a kind of like a little studio. There's two rooms, one where they had recorded some kind of e-learning session at that time, somebody presenting something. And he sat in the other room controlling. And now I worked with him a little bit because he invited me to be here a bit, give me company, let's work together. And whenever he would start a new recording, he got up out of his chair, you know, went into the other room, clicked on this old laptop that he had a timer running, some Windows tool, like very old. He clicked on it, ran back out of the studio, and then started a show. And I'm sitting there as a web developer. I'm thinking, somebody has solved this problem. Somebody like has a thing that on one computer you click start, and on the other computer the countdown starts running. And I look in the internet. I make it, okay. Somebody has it right. I look. Like 15 minutes later, I didn't find a single tool that can do this. I found countdown timers that you can download, install, everything, but not this very simple through the internet remote control. And I think in my head, I can build this in a weekend. That's very simple. So I mocked it up that very weekend, because I wanted to create my own tool anyway as a side project. I was still employed. And I was like, cool, it works. It's amazing. So I was like, what do I do with it? Because I'm not from the event industry, right? I don't run events. I do any of this. Like, what do I do with it? So I look on Reddit, and I'm searching for these subreddits that somehow have to do with, you know, anything, event production, video production. I find a subreddit called Commercial AV, which is what, the wrong subreddit in the end, but it worked. And I put it there and say, hey, I created this timer, it's remote control. Take a look. What do you think? And people gave me amazing feedback. They told me, this is amazing. This is really useful. Why don't you add this feature and this, you know, like if you add these five things, then we can really use it. So from that one kind of Reddit post, I got this list of features that professional people in the AV industry need for their timers, and have basically been building on that ever since.
Well, and sorry, Bob, I know you had a question, but it's one of those things where many of the great strides in meeting and event technology come from people who are outside of the industry. Mm-hmm. Our industry is notoriously very slow to adopt tech. And so you get outsiders who create amazing things. But here's, I think, the difference. There are a lot of outsiders that come in and create things for the events industry. But then they don't listen to the people who produce events. They do things and they're built the way that they would work, not the way that events actually work. Where I think the reason I think Stage Timer is so successful, or is becoming even more successful, is because of exactly what you just said. You took the feedback from the people who are actually using it and said, hey, what would make it better?
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what keeps making the product better.
I almost feel like this is a strength that I have. Because I'm not from the industry, I don't know how it should work. The only thing I can do is listen to the most people's opinions. And if I hear somebody, like some opinion, some request repeated over and over, I know there's something. Many people work this way. So let me make my product work with the way that people want to use it.
Yeah. And it's paid off, because it is an absolutely fantastic. And just so everybody knows, like when you're creating your timers, you know, you can have different timers for different people, right? You can, you know, you can have one that's up on the confidence monitor that you can send messages to. All the crew at the AV table can have a different one that they interact differently with. It really is something that you know, speaker timers were always the red box, right? That, you know, that Encore AV wanted to rent to you for $500 a day, you know, is something insane. And you've just created this absolutely amazing thing that is truly transformative, but in a way that most people won't see, I guess. Bob, help me out here, because I'm floundering, bud.
No problem. Let's take it back a little bit and get it a tiny little bit more personal. So I build my own websites. I do a bit of programming. I know it's a very sort of, you're sitting there and you're so zoomed in on what you're doing. And app development is the same. I'm sure Keith, you're the same, but you're married with Liz. So how has that been, that working relationship, as well as being a personal relationship at the same time? Something that Keith would recognize.
Yes, because I work with my wife every day.
Yeah, that has been amazing. So my wife is doing all the, she talks with our users. She cares if there's any problem, if there's any question. She does all of that. And it's really, really cool because she constantly gives me feedback like, hey, this was requested. People like this thing. Let's work in this direction to make it better. And this synergy between me thinking of the product, thinking of how do I do the programming, and her like doing kind of marketing, running our Google ads, thinking like interacting with our users, is just like a perfect separation of tasks in our two people company, really.
Yeah. And working together every day, you know, it's really funny. So many people with Neela and I, you know, working together, they're always like, well, how have you done it for 20 years? And it's one of those things where it's like, well, how have we not done it? Right. It's just one of those things that just kind of works. It is nice. And it actually makes, you know, as we were talking about, I don't know if we actually were talking about it before we actually started this, but you're in Stuttgart, Germany now.
Right.
But you spent 6 months traveling around Asia, or Oceania, actually, which that's really cool because you both work together. You're able to do that. It wasn't like, you know, she's a lawyer and, you know, has to leave her practice. You were just able to pick up and go and develop this thing as you were traveling around the globe.
Yeah. So it was a dream of ours for a long time, but we both employed. And then comes the point where Stage Timer really grew enough to pay our bills. And we said, let's take this opportunity, cancel our apartment, and take this trip around the world that is paid by the software that we can work on remotely. Now, we didn't just do vacation. We went to places and we worked there also. But it was a really nice experience. And really glad that we did it.
So from a meeting and event perspective, what was the favorite place? What was your favorite place that you actually, when you were traveling, that you ended up?
Meeting and event perspective? Tell me.
Well, because meeting and event planners love to know where the best places are around the globe. You can't pick something that would be obvious. So Hong Kong, for example, would be an obvious choice. What is your most favorite, least obvious place?
So from we like two places in particular. One was a Chiang Mai, which is a city in Thailand in the north. It's a very religious city and that's kind of calm, and has a kind of beautiful, how would I say, like a cultural, like it's not like Hong Kong that is very, or Bangkok that is very busy, very loud, very street, and you know, all the other stuff. It's more like, it's just like the life of the local people, which we really enjoyed. And the other one I would say Hiroshima. So we went to Hiroshima. I was curious, you know, about the whole like nuclear explosion and the museum and what does it all do. But the city is beautiful. It's a beautiful city. How you imagine it in the pictures, you know, with the cherry blossom trees and the river and the park and the very calm, like people in general from Japan. So that is probably one of the places that we enjoy the most.
See, and that's interesting because that actually could be a pretty decent meeting and event location, right? And in fact, it's funny you mentioned Hiroshima because it was Nagasaki that I was actually talking to someone about not too long ago. They actually were going there to see it for meetings and events. So that is kind of cool.
I think they had the G7 in Hiroshima like just a few days after we left. So it definitely is some kind of location that you can do.
Yeah. Well, and if they can support that, then they can support any type of meeting. Those are meetings, the infrastructure needed for those types of things between the hotels you have to have, because you have to have a number because leaders have to stay in their own presidential suite. Right. So you need a number of hotels. Then you need, the capacity to move the traffic. You need to have the meetings. You need to. So So to bring us back to the stage timer, you know, I am one of those people that I'm always looking at things and watching things, you know, so that I can make myself a better event planner, meeting planner, audio, you know, video guy. And there's someone that I tend to run into a lot because as an organization, we use primarily most Blackmagic products, ATEM switchers, and kept running across John Barker from Here to Record. And after a little bit of arm twisting and watching the videos, I actually started to use H2R graphics. And then on this, in the last couple of weeks, I actually started to use H2R gear. So I'm starting to send Mr. Barker some money. So, and before I ever heard him mention you, and he has mentioned you a number of times, I actually was in the H2R graphics, and the timer in there looks remarkably like stage timer. So tell us about the relationship and
right. So I'm traditionally the Twitter boy, right? Before the whole Elon Musk stuff. And I started building, and people come to me and say, you should be on that Discord server of Here to Record, because that's where all the video production people hang out, and in the office hours stuff as well. So I was like, okay, sure. I want to see this. I want to get to know these people that I'm building a product for. So I go on the Discord server and just introduce myself, and John Barker, who is also building his own tools. We had a little introductory talk. And the nice thing is, because we are both building in the same industry and we are both building like these products by ourselves, it gave us this synergy. So I would say we're almost close friends now after these 2 years. And I, in fact, just now I talked to him this morning about something else. So there's a synergy, and it just so happens that we kind of get inspired by ideas. So I look at his software, he looks at my software, like some, I made this offline version for Stage Timer, and I literally like copied just some stuff that he did.
you do know, still like an artist is the best thing in the world, right? So that's great.
Yeah. And I believe like he looked at the timer and said, okay, I can do it kind of this way. His works a bit different and doesn't have all the advanced features that mine has, but yeah.
Yeah. So, well, and it is, I again, you know, people who aren't, It's really amazing for our industry when people who aren't in the industry or known in the industry, you know, start creating these useful tools, because they're not in the echo chamber, right? It's really funny, you know, if you go on Twitter and you're listening to all the event profs out there, or you're in any of the Facebook groups, we do have this feedback loop that starts to happen, and you don't get any innovation, where you've got people like yourself who create these amazing tools because you had a need for it, right? You were like, yeah. Oh, I need this. There isn't it out there. I could do that in a weekend, right? And then you rock it out. You know, the same with, you know, H2R graphics and H2R gear, the things that he's creating, he had a need for it. No one really made it. And so he went out and created it.
Right.
So I'm sorry, Bob, you had what?
Oh, I've got two questions. So just to go back a bit, you mentioned Twitter and Elon Musk. And so as an app developer and a former Twitter user, what do you think of Threads?
I can't use it because in Europe it's not.
Oh, of course.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, well, I'm in the UK and we've said goodbye to the EU, so I'm happily using it. It's great. So I'm not thanking Brexit for that. I mean, that can go to hell. But no, it's... okay, I was just wondering if you had an opinion, but you can't get it. That's crazy. But anyway, yeah. Well, let's go back to Stage Timer. So,
I love the segue.
Well, see, that conversation is dead now. We can't talk about Threads. Anyway, so Stage Timer is a brilliant app. It's, you know, I remember the day that Keith mentioned it to me. He was like jumping up and down his chair. He was totally ecstatic.
Literally was.
I just thought it was too much coffee, but it was actually the app itself that was really raving about. That's brilliant. But you must have something more in mind for it. So what kind of roadmap or what sort of goals have you got for the next like 3 to 5 years for it?
Yeah, so let me tell you a story and then I tell you the roadmap. I was on an event the other day in Berlin, and they did esports and they used stage time and they invited me, hey, come by, look at it, look at how we use it. And it was amazing. It was great. And then I see somebody else sitting like to the side, you know, the whole show was running. There was sitting somebody and he was typing stuff into stage time. I was like, yeah, he's doing something for the event. But afterwards I go over to him and ask him, what are you doing? And he's like, yeah, I'm using this for my next stuff that I'm doing for my next gig. And I'm just setting up the timer. And it's like, can you just kind of walk me through how you use this tool? And he didn't know that I was the creator. So he showed me, you know, and then I saw that he, for this example, he used kind of the notes section that I added as an afterthought so people can leave their own notes in each queue. And he would just put tons and tons of stuff in there. It's like, why do you do this? And he would say, well, I use it basically as a rundown tool and I just keep these notes there for myself so I know what's coming up. And I asked him,
Tell you, that's actually one of the things I've always looked at it and said, oh, it would be really cool if it did rundown.
So I asked him, okay, so how could this be improved? And he said, well, the best thing would be if I could color code, like, you know, highlight and it could say different colors because this is camera, this is, you know, audio, this is this. It's like, perfect. I'm going to do it. That's on my roadmap now. So this is how I'm going to build my roadmap. I'm listening. How do people use it? And what can I add? So one is the color coding. Another thing is we have people that want to use it as a company. You know, they want to share it with other accounts. So we are building like a team system that you can invite other users into your workspace, and then they have access to the same things. So these are the kind of convenience features that are more for, I would say, the big company needs. And on the other side, I do feel like stage time has a scope, right? It shouldn't become too big. It shouldn't replace, for example, a show flow. It should stay in its lane. And I don't want it to, I don't just want to blow it up and blow it up and blow it up, because you see that with a lot of software, it starts small, it gets blown up. Eventually it has a million buttons and nobody knows anymore how to use it. And I want to avoid that symptom.
Yeah, Excel.
Yeah.
Word.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. They all started off really simple. Right. And now they're massively huge programs that no one even knows what half the buttons do.
Exactly.
Yeah. That sounds amazing. So Stage Timer is, I say, really successful, really loved. How is that, apart from sort of giving you a chance to travel the world, which we're not jealous of by any means? Of course we're not. How else has that changed your life? Has it enabled you to get on to do?
Completely. On a private level, I quit my job eventually last year and am now doing this full time. It allows me to do that. Also, last year, I went the first time on a video production broadcasting trade show. It's called, just the name, like in Amsterdam, it's taking place in Europe every year. Like the NAB in North America. And it's a bit of an interesting experience because you walk over the floor and you see all these big names, right? There's Ross, there's Blackmagic, there's Canon, Amazon. And then you're there like with your little tool, not even having a booth. But every now and then somebody, because I wear the t-shirt that says Stage Time on it, every now and then somebody comes running up to me, says, you made this tool, and like, this is amazing, we're using it here and here, and then we hand out our t-shirt and our swag to these people. So that was an experience.
That is cool, and that is fun. And I will say, it is one of those products, right, that everywhere, whenever I'm with people who are in audio AV, I tell them about it. Right. It's, you know, I'm up in, you know, Canada working an event, sitting with the Encore guys in Quebec City. Right. And I was like, hey, you know, and, you know, they had never seen it. Right. And, you know, then I've got a local AV company, Audiovisual Productions, here in Chicago. you know, we actually have a really good relationship with them. And so we actually do sit downs and we talk about new tech, new stuff. And when I was showing them that, everybody in the organization was like, oh, that's so cool. Right. And which that is an amazing thing. Right. And that's actually one of the things, you know, you say you're walking through the show floor and you see the big boys, you know, the Black Magics and all that. That's the one thing that people don't get excited about what they produce. Right. Because you kind of expect it. Right. When you look at Black Magic, you know, I expect DaVinci to eventually get AI. Right. But it's these things that people get excited for the person who starts it on their own and does it and is making something amazing. So that is actually one of the reasons why I think, you know, I get excited about it, because it's somebody who you thought outside the box. Actually, no, hell, you smashed the box.
and on the flip side, like, this is also what keeps me going, because you could think I build it in a weekend and then it dies because nobody uses it. But because people are excited about it, I have been building on this continuously for 2 years. And like so many days breaking my head, how can I make this better? How can I make this more intuitive, more useful for the people who use it?
Yeah. Lucas. Yeah,
that's amazing.
Thank you. This has been the highlight of my month.
Amazing.
to sit down and talk to the person who you know, has created, I think, honestly, it's the freshest thing in the meetings and events industry in a long time, which actually says more about the industry than it does about your tool.
Wow. that's quite an endorsement.
So thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being a guest. As Bob mentioned, we do want to actually get you back and actually do a walkthrough of the product at some point.
By all means. By all means. Please hit me up anytime.